Could a new nuclear deal with Iran inadvertently empower its regime's oppression while sidelining human rights? Welcome to the World Daily Brief, your go-to source for the world's most important news. Today is Thursday, April 24, 2025, and here's what you need to know about the latest developments surrounding the Iran nuclear deal. Let's dive in. In a bold move, President Donald Trump has extended a new nuclear deal offer to Iran's Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei. However, the response from Khamenei was swift and dismissive, labeling the offer as a deception of public opinion. Despite this rejection, some Iranian officials hint that the offer is being considered, reflecting a strategic ambiguity reminiscent of past negotiations. This proposal comes after President Trump's 2018 withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, citing its failure to protect America's national security interests and alleging that the deal provided a financial windfall to Iran's regime, which was then used to fuel malign activities. Yet, the question remains, if a new deal materializes, what implications will it have for the Iranian people, particularly its oppressed groups? Critics argue that the previous JCPOA neglected human rights, focusing instead on nuclear and missile restrictions while ignoring domestic oppression. The economic benefits of the deal were funneled to regime elites, notably the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, leaving ordinary citizens, especially marginalized groups like Kurds and Baloch, to bear the brunt of economic hardship and political repression. With talks of a renewed deal on the horizon, there is growing concern that this agreement, like its predecessor, may primarily serve the regime's interests. President Trump's outlined conditions for sanctions relief, ending Iran's nuclear weapons program, ceasing uranium enrichment, halting financial support to Hezbollah, and dismantling militias, do not address the regime's ongoing human rights abuses. For Iran's diverse population, including Baluchis, Kurds, and other ethnic and religious minorities, a deal that overlooks their plight could exacerbate the situation. These groups have historically suffered from economic marginalization, disproportionate executions, and cultural suppression. Without explicit conditions tying sanctions relief to human rights improvements, the regime may continue its oppressive policies unchecked. The broader context here is crucial. Historically, Western negotiators have often prioritized short-term strategic gains over the long-term aspirations of the Iranian people. This has led to diplomatic engagements that empower the ruling elite, while increasing economic hardship and political repression for everyday citizens. The cycle of sanctions relief without accountability has allowed the regime to tighten its grip on power. Ultimately, any new nuclear deal with Iran should incorporate human rights as a core negotiating principle. Strict oversight and accountability measures are essential to prevent the regime from monopolizing resources and oppressing dissidents. Human rights organizations and opposition figures need a voice in shaping the terms of any agreement. A comprehensive approach that emphasizes human rights alongside regional security is crucial for fostering long-term stability in the region. For executives, policymakers, and investors, the key takeaway is the importance of integrating human rights considerations into diplomatic negotiations. This approach not only aligns with ethical standards, but also supports regional stability and reduces the risk of future conflicts fueled by domestic repression. As we reassess the potential for a new nuclear deal with Iran, the focus must expand beyond strategic and economic considerations to encompass the human rights landscape within the country. This episode of the World Daily Brief delves into how the proposed agreement could either perpetuate or mitigate the regime's oppressive practices. Let's examine the broader implications of President Donald Trump's latest offer to Iran's leadership. President Trump's latest proposal to Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, has reignited debate over nuclear diplomacy. While Khamenei dismissed the proposition as a deception of public opinion, there is an undercurrent of strategic ambiguity within the Iranian government. Some officials suggest the deal is under consideration, reminiscent of tactics used in previous negotiations like the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. Historically, the JCPOA provided Iran with economic relief, yet the benefits were disproportionately absorbed by regime elites, particularly the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. For Iran's non-Persian national and ethnic groups, the deal's failure to address human rights issues translated into continued economic and political suppression. With talks of a new deal, there's a pressing concern that it might once again prioritize nuclear and missile restrictions over the rights and well-being of the Iranian populace. The conditions outlined in President Trump's proposal focus on halting Iran's nuclear weapons program, uranium enrichment, and financial support to regional proxies. However, these terms do not confront the regime's internal human rights abuses. Without explicit measures linking sanctions relief to human rights improvements, the regime may continue its oppressive policies unchecked, further marginalizing groups like the Kurds, Baloch, and other minorities. The broader historical context shows a pattern where Western negotiators often prioritize short-term strategic gains over the long-term aspirations of the Iranian people. This approach has resulted in diplomatic engagements that empower Iran's ruling elite while exacerbating economic hardship and political repression for ordinary citizens. Sanctions relief, intended to boost the economy, has instead funded the regime's military ambitions. For Iran's diverse population, including Baluchis, Kurds, and other ethnic and religious minorities, a deal overlooking their plight could worsen their situation. These groups have long faced economic marginalization, cultural suppression, and disproportionate executions. Without tying sanctions relief to human rights improvements, the regime's repressive hold may tighten. A comprehensive approach to any new nuclear deal with Iran must incorporate human rights as a core negotiating principle. Oversight and accountability measures are essential to prevent the regime from monopolizing resources and oppressing dissidents. Human rights organizations and opposition figures should have a voice in shaping the terms of any agreement, ensuring it supports both regional security and the democratic aspirations of Iran's people. For policymakers, investors, and business leaders, the key takeaway is the importance of integrating human rights considerations into diplomatic negotiations. This approach not only aligns with ethical standards, but also supports regional stability and reduces the risk of future conflicts fueled by domestic repression. That's it for today's World Daily Brief. As we navigate the complexities of nuclear diplomacy with Iran, the inclusion of human rights in negotiations is crucial to ensuring a balanced and effective agreement. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated on global affairs. This is AI Michelle signing off. Until next time.